Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by going to Rumble and typing in Mark Parham. And you can also follow me on YouTube by typing in Mark Parham. And then if you want to follow me on Spotify, just type in Mark Parham Podcast and I should pop up. Isn't it amazing that some of the people that always talk about, white people like AOC, like Ilhan Omar, I know I'm pronouncing your name wrong, and people like Don Lemon, they talk about white folks all the time. You know, white people are bad, white people are racist, white people are messing up the country. They get on TV talking all this stuff about white people and then turn around and marry white people. And I was just looking at the wedding photos of, not the wedding photos, but the video of Don Lemon. Don Lemon he's gay, and he married a white man. And don't you find that sort of interesting that he'll go on TV and talk about all this racism and all this, equality and, America's a racist country and, the black community needs to stand up to racism and all this stuff. And then they'll sleep with white people. And so it just goes to show you how a lot of these liberals are hypocrites. It almost reminds me of the climate change hypocrites. They will sit up and say, oh, well, we need to do something about the climate and climate change is bad. And, America should be doing more. And then whenever it's time to party in the south of France or whenever it's time to, go to an exotic location, they'll sit up and charter a private jet. You know, if these celebrities cared so much about the environment, why not catch a commercial flight? Do like everybody else, go to an airport and get a commercial flight with Delta. Why do you need a private jet to take you somewhere? And so it just goes to show you how a lot of these people in the media and a lot of these people in Hollywood they're hypocrites, especially a lot of people on the, especially some of these high profile Joe Biden supporters. They'll sit up and tell you about climate and try to shame people and say you're messing up the country and Trump supporters are this and that. And they live a complete opposite life. Even, same thing with, like I was saying, with how they always talk about white folks. You could talk about climate, like I just mentioned. Then also, you look at the border. They don't want a border wall, but, I've seen some of these mansions in California and some of these huge liberals, some of these liberals that make a lot of money and, oh, we got to support Joe Biden and Trump is messing things up and he's a racist. These people live with private protection. I mean, some of these people have private security guards. They have, if you look at their mansions, gates and, huge walls and, shrubbery blocking out everything. And then they'll go from their house to Jimmy Kimmel and then talk about, oh, well, closing the border wall is a form of racism and not letting illegals come to America is racist and all this other stuff. And a lot of these people live in secluded, all white communities where, they have gated up properties where, you need to go past security to even get to the house. It just amazes me how a lot of these people in media and all of these celebrities live a double life, especially the ones on the left. They live these double lives where they'll go on TV and point the finger and, oh, you got to do this and you got to be for climate change and we're destroying the planet. And then behind the scenes, getting private jets, living in mansions with huge gates and security and everything. And it just amazed me. And I'm looking at Don Lemon and I'm looking at the, a little snippet of his wedding ceremony or celebration, whatever. And he needs to never talk about white people. Like he needs to keep his mouth closed when it comes to white folks. Cause I'm like, he'll talk all this black and then sleep white. And again, just goes to show you how some of these people are hypocrites. And then reports are coming out that he had, I think at the wedding ceremony, he had people like, Matt Lauer, Alec Baldwin, and Jeff Zucker, who I think was the CNN, the CEO of CNN. So when you have people like that, attending, you allow people like that to attend your wedding ceremony, that just lets you know. That just lets you, you don't even have to go any further right there. I mean, Matt Lauer's situation with women. Alec Baldwin is a liar and everything. Jeff Zucker is, you see what he's done with CNN. And so these are the it just these are the people where, you know, they always point the finger, but they never like to look in the mirror and realize that, you know, their shortcomings. So it just you know, I know I'm rambling, but it is what it is. This is just more left-wing hypocrites that'll get on TV and say all these things and, you know, tell white people what they need to be doing and look at what they're doing behind the scenes. So also, what else did I want to talk about? I want to talk about this whole mess with Donald Trump. You know, it's amazing how they're trying to get Donald Trump to sell properties so he can pay his legal bills and all this other stuff. And I'm like, if once put it well, let me slow it down. All of this stuff, you know, some of the Democrats are celebrating, oh, well, you know, we're making Trump have to do this, and we're going to fine Trump this amount of money. So, okay, it's all good right now. Democrats are laughing. Now, wait until Republicans get in power again. And let's say Republicans say, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to use the law to screw up an election or to do some shady business behind the scenes. Oh, Democrats are going to lose their mind. So, think about this. Everything that they're doing to Donald Trump, when the Republicans get in power, imagine if Republicans do the exact same thing. Like, imagine if Republicans say, you know what, we want to investigate a previous president that was a Democrat, and we want to look through his financials. Oh, Democrats are going to lose their minds. So again, as they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, whatever that saying is. Democrats need to be very careful, because are we going to investigate all of the other presidents that have, you know, been in power? Like, are we going to investigate Barack Obama? Are we going to investigate George Bush? There's a ton of stuff that we can find on those presidents. So again, everyone's laughing and giggling about what's happened to Donald Trump, but wait until the Republicans start saying, you know what, we're going to use some of these same laws to investigate some Democrats. Then people will say, oh, this is unfair. So just going to be a very interesting time, because if we're going to investigate Trump, then we have to, if we want to be fair, we have to investigate everybody. If we're going to investigate Trump, let's investigate all the former presidents. And guess what? 99.9% of most of the presidents that have been elected have some dirt on them, have done something behind the scenes. Nobody's hands are clean. So if we're going to use the law to indict, you know, former presidents, then, you know, America's going to go down a very slippery slope, because Donald Trump is not the only one. Look at Barack Obama. Look at some of the stuff Barack Obama's done in the past. Look, especially George Bush. I mean, look at some of the stuff Bush has done in the past. Are we going to bring up some of the war crimes and some of the things he's done in 9/11? Like, are we going to indict everybody, all of the former presidents? Bill Clinton, another one. So it's all, you know, the Democrats are celebrating now, but they don't realize that these same tactics can be used on a Democrat if Republicans get in power. And to be honest with you, if Donald Trump goes ahead and does, you know, says, you know what, we want to do some investigations, I can't blame him, because the Democrats know they can't win this election fair and square. And the only way they can, you know, mess things up is use the law. And I mean, making a man have to, you know, almost sell his properties and pay all these fines. And, you know, they claim that he was, you know, lying about his property in Mar-a-Lago, the value, and all this other stuff. And it's just a mess. And so, again, this is a very slippery slope. And Democrats are laughing right now, but Trump can get in power and say, you know what? Let's have the Attorney General investigate Barack Obama. Let's have the Attorney General investigate Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary Clinton didn't. She's not the president. She never became the president. But he can go after all of those powerful people and say, you know what? Let's investigate. Let's find out, you know, what's happened with their money, where they get their money from, if they've broken any laws. Then everyone will cry foul. And so, you know, Democrats have to be very careful to not, you know, sit up and, you know, overstep their hand. I mean, overplay their hand, because, like I said, Republicans are sitting back saying, you know what? Let's use the same tactics. They know that Donald Trump is leading in the polls. I mean, I even seen some of the polls in the on the stations like CNN, where they're saying, oh, it's neck and neck. I mean, if it's neck and neck, I don't know who they're polling. because people in Chicago were tired of Joe Biden. People all across America are tired of Joe Biden. So the polls are close. I don't know who they're polling. So that's just my opinion. Again, you can follow me on Rumble by typing in Mark Parham, and then you can follow me on YouTube by typing in Mark Parham. Please give this video a like or follow me, whatever. But thank you.